This is Chris Dufault. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Crookston, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning, farm news on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Coonan in studio. We'll have an update from Sierra Doctor as well. Heavy rains are being seen at this hour in central North Dakota. Bismarck, Washburn, McCluskey, Monocan are among those communities receiving rain. This rain is moving east. We'll also see cooler and less humid conditions today. It'll be dry and mild over the weekend, highs generally in the 70s. Checking the rainfall totals, Leonard, which is southeast of Fargo, received just over an inch of rain yesterday. New England and southwest North Dakota received 37 hundredths early this morning. Dickinson has 26 hundredths. Mandan 24 hundredths, most of the region without any measurable rainfall.
The Red River Farm Network coverage of the Wheat Quality Council's Spring Wheat and Durham Tour, sponsored by Acres Away Ag. Crop Scouts forecasting an average spring wheat yield of 47.4 bushels per acre in North Dakota. That is above the five-year tour average of just over 40 bushels per acre, but below last year's 49 bushels per acre. Wheat Quality Council Executive Director Dave Green.
It looks like the earliest planted stuff looks the toughest, you know, like it was the thinnest and really took the brunt of the short and stressed. This later stuff looks better to me. It's the leaves are still green and not rolled up, and the plants don't look like they're under stress, and those fields seem to be thicker to us, so we like what we see of the later planted stuff.
And Green is anticipating a good quality crop.
I always think of wheat quality like an athlete. You know, if you put a little stress on it and you make it work harder, it tends to be stronger in the end and higher protein, and that's typically what happens. So I suspect. If that's any indication, we're going to probably have higher protein than last year for sure, and that should get us through.
Brian Walker, who is a retired technical director for Miller Milling, was a host on the Wheat Quality Council Spring Wheat Tour.
Well, I think it'll be some nice wheat, and the wheat that's coming up in to be harvested in the next 2 to 3 weeks, it looks good out there. It seems to have ample rain. I don't know that the yields are as good in the earlier planted wheat this year, but what's out there looks good. There wasn't much disease, no real pest problems of any magnitude, but we did see some variability, and then we had the later planted stuff that looks like it has potential to yield better than the earlier planted stuff.
Some of the late planted crops are still flowering.
It has potential, but I don't. It's going to need some good things to happen in order for it to reach it.
After participating in the Spring Wheat Tour, Minnesota Wheat Research and Promotion Council agronomist.
Whatever I thresh by hand, seed size looked good. We'll see what the protein numbers are. A lot of it's still standing. Nothing's fallen over yet, so I think farmers are going to be happy about that.
And matters expecting an extended harvest season.
I think the timing of planting was extended like it was last year. So it's going to be a longer harvest for wheat than probably we're used to. We're going to probably get into September a little bit, but probably not too bad.
And our coverage from the Wheat Quality Council Spring Wheat Durham Tour, sponsored by Acres Away Ag.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will not rejoin the Black Sea Grain Initiative, but is willing to donate grain to a half dozen African nations. Speaking at the Russia-Africa Economic and Humanitarian Forum in St. Petersburg, Putin said Russia will provide up to 50,000 tons of grain to these African countries with free shipping. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres responded, saying a handful of donations will not correct the impact on food security worldwide.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown have introduced a bill to create a $250,000 cap on farm payments. The plan also requires at least one of the farm operators to spend at least half of their time engaged in farm labor or management. Grassley is a longtime advocate for payment limits and said this bill brings honesty to the farm payment system.
Minnesota Senator Tina Smith has introduced a bill to address discrimination within USDA programs. The proposal strengthens the language from the 2008 Farm Bill, dealing with transparency and accountability for socially disadvantaged farmers. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Corn Congress was held recently in Washington, D.C. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has more.
North Dakota Corn Growers Association President Andrew Mauch was in D.C. to talk with congressmen and other corn growers.
There was a group of us that went down to D.C. With National Corn Growers Association. I am on a action team, so there's about six or so action teams and made up of about 15 or so different people from kind of around all around the U.S. And then we kind of talk about our specific area. And then we spent one day on the Hill talking with congressmen. And then we also had the Corn Congress, which is the kind of where we set the priorities for national corn, where the whole delegation kind of gets together and votes on, you know, what's important and what maybe isn't quite so important.
Mauch says regulations, farm bill, input costs, and more were discussed.
So we do a lot of stuff with kind of EPA regulations and re-registrations of chemicals and active ingredients and things. And then that was kind of our two-day process with that, and kind of some new traits that are coming down on, in the seed world as well. You know, what can we do to help kind of get those through the legislation without, you know, being able to let the farmers do what we do and do it in a safe way without all the regulation that sometimes it gets put on. And then with our, you know, meeting with our congressmen, we also met with RMA administrators and their staff and FSA administrators and their staff. So a lot of it was talking about the farm bill being this year.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
The National Pork Producers Council has released its third quarter pork industry economic update. The report cites California Proposition 12 and its wide-ranging impact on the swine industry. Break-even levels are 9% higher than 1 year ago and have increased 60% over the last 3 years.
Page, North Dakota farmer Mike Abraham, his combine's rolling on his farm as he harvests his winter wheat.
It's been going pretty well. That field, 61 pounds. The protein's been probably averaging 12 or higher, and moist. Well, it was dry. So, as far as yield, 85 bushel. So we're quite happy with that.
And he says more of his neighbors planted winter wheat than on a typical year.
We had some. I get a neighbor. We're over on one of his fields working that one right now. There's a few guys. Most of ours ended up, it was planted on last year's prevent plant. So we're using it for cover, too. And I think that's what quite a few other guys did. They put the winter wheat on their prevent plant ground. So it ended up there was more winter wheat up here than usual.
Nebraska custom harvester John Bartles says wheat yields have been good this year. Weeds have been a problem with the abundant moisture.
We are north of Alliance, Nebraska. We are actually working on some organic wheat today. Conditions are good. We've had good weather. We've been fighting some weeds. It's been kind of a wet year here, so the weeds kind of came in pretty good. The yields haven't been too bad, 35 to 40, so but it's been good.
The added moisture has also created challenges to just keep things rolling.
A week ago, we had a few showers, and right when we started, about a week and a half ago, we got some fog, and it took a long time to get started there in the day. It'd be 4 o'clock in the afternoon before God gets started, but this week it turned off hot. We finally got some upper 90-degree days here, so we've been able to kind of get a lot done here the last few days, so. We'll switch to some irrigated wheat here in a couple days, and we'll probably be on that for 3 or 4 days, I suppose. And then we'll be finished up, and then the next thing will be droughtable beans.
Drought conditions have expanded across Minnesota. The latest drought monitor has 80% of the state in at least moderate drought. That's up from 70% a week ago. Severe drought is evident in 30% of Minnesota, up from 18% last week. Abnormally dry and moderate drought conditions expanded across northern North Dakota. Improvements to the severe and extreme drought conditions were made in southeast South Dakota, but severe drought expanded in eastern South Dakota along the border with Minnesota. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The North Dakota Agricultural Products Utilization Commission has awarded more than $338,000 in grants at its latest quarterly meeting. Buckshot Seeds was awarded $120,000 for a feasibility study for an oilseed crush plant in western North Dakota. Approval was also given for projects including an industrial hemp feasibility study and a swine finishing unit.
The National Pork Producers Council releasing its third quarter pork industry economic update. The report cites California Proposition 12 and its wide-ranging impact on the swine industry. Break-even levels are 9% higher than 1 year ago and have increased 60% over 3 years.
The Arthur Company's wheat breeder, Maury Rugg, is looking forward to expanding opportunities for growers.
Started in the beginning of June, and I think it can offer a lot of solutions to not only growers, but also to end users for wheat. Yep. It's a great opportunity. We can be vertically integrated, providing solutions for growers and solutions to the end users, millers and bakers.
Yep. Rugg was a participant in the Wheat Quality Council Spring Wheat Tour.
University of Minnesota Extension sugar beet pathologist Ashok Chandra says this year has had lower rhizoctonia pressure.
But the growers are doing an amazing job of, you know, keeping on top of the seed treatments and also the fungicide applications. So far, so good. You know, we started the season really like kind of the, you know, dry and hot, but the seed treatments were protecting those beets early on. But now we are running a little bit cooler, which is actually not great for soil-borne diseases. But, you know, if things change, if you get, you know, a couple of shots of rain, you know, the disease is going to take off. But, you know, they have to think about the season-long approach for managing this disease.
And Chandra says producers are hoping for rain to help the crops along, but rain can also drive disease pressure.
Checking those markets this morning, we are lower, down 11.5 for Minneapolis wheat September, 8.92 and three quarters. The Dease contract down 11 cents. Chicago wheat for September, 6.99 and a quarter, down 13.5. And hard red winter wheat September down 15. The September corn, 5.26, 7.25 lower. New crop corn down by 7 cents. September soybeans, 14.39.5, 14 lower. New crop soybeans, 13.86 and three quarters, down 11 and a quarter cents. As we check in on the farm calendar, Farm Fest next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, near Redwood Falls, Minnesota. The highlight certainly will be the House Ag Committee Farm Bill listening session. That's going on Wednesday morning. They also will have a look at the new Farm Bill and USDA ag policy issues. That'll feature Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, also part of that forum. The Red River Farm Network will broadcast from Farm Fest next week. And also next week, the National Strip Till Conference going on in Bloomington and Normal, Illinois. This is the Red River Farm Network.